within any given city. You and I, we're going to have a chat. Luciana shocks me by prying open my mouth and pouring a vial of mana down my throat. You're going to be a good girl, aren't you? The sweetness coats my tongue, and suddenly my muscles unlock, permitting movement. Is Killian free too? Let's hope. Sorry, I tell Luciana, but I think I'll be a bad girl today. With no more warning than that, I strike, slamming my fist into her face. The dark part of me I thought I'd locked away has escaped. The general stumbles back but quickly regains her bearings. As a bead of lifeblood trickles from the corner of her mouth, her eyes narrow. Hurting me won't help your cause, Miss Lockwood. No, but it will make me feel better. You threaten Killian's life. You hope to blackmail me into voting for General Orion. You deserve what you get. She runs her tongue over her teeth. We do what we must for the people we love. Exactly, I say, and stalk toward her. So she's older and has had more training, and I'm still fighting the effects of my bond. So what? I don't care. Rage drives me. Override it. Nope, don't think I will. When I throw my next punch, she's ready. She blocks and nails me in the eye. My vision blurs as I topple. Now the butcher's eye is throbbing, like yours, she says a little smug. What other damage would you like me to do to him? With a snarl, I leap to my feet. I'm surprised you're so upset about this, she says. You told the butcher you didn't love him and couldn't be trusted. Why is that, I wonder? Did you lie to him? Your actions speak louder than your words. I take another swing at her, then another, but she easily dodges both times. You don't want to take me on, Miss Lockwood. I trained Levi. Who trained you? There's nothing you can do that I can't do better. Not true. She can't share light. I can. Or could. I pause as comprehension slams into me. I'm absorbing light, but no longer sending the beams to the citizens of Troika. Don't cave to panic. Don't you dare. At least I'm strengthening, and I can find a way to fix this. I can and I will. Perhaps you buy into the hype that you are somehow special. So precious. So unique. She sneers at me. Myriad wanted you because they wrongly believed you were fused to 9 of their fallen generals. We know better. And guess what? We tell every recruit they are special to us, that they are the chosen one, and that their actions will affect the war. Because it's true. Everyone must work together, with the same goal. We must be one body. The body. Mind blown. I knew it. I'm not any kind of chosen one. Although, by your logic, I am special. Because everyone is. Together we are the chosen one. Together we can win or lose the war. If no one is special apart from the whole, how did I become a conduit? How did you become a general? Birth doesn't dictate our station, Miss Lockwood. Hearts do that. Yours happen to be more open and receptive to light than most. More willing to share. Her answer doesn't jibe with the things I've been taught. I was an infant when my status as a conduit was detected. Perhaps a better word, decided. By Aeron? How could my heart be open and receptive to things I didn't yet understand? I had no concept of anything outside hunger or... Wrong, she interjects. She adopts a cool mask, hiding her emotions. Humans understand less than they think, but spirits are far wiser than anyone realizes. Her head tilts to the side, her eyes like lasers. I've watched you with your brother. I'd venture to guess he's able to speak into your mind. She's right. Jeremy is only a few months old, has no concept of language, and yet he has spoken to me telepathically. The rest of my objections wither. I have other questions, of course. I always have questions. Knowledge is power. But this woman is not the person I want teaching me. She might have trained Levi, but she isn't half the warrior he was. Other infants speak to their loved ones, too. She spreads her arms wide, all, I'm the smartest woman in the universe. Just like I told you, wise. I will not be blackmailed. A promise from the depths of my soul. If she knew me, even a little, she would understand I always mean what I say and say what I mean. Those who are weak lie. Those who are strong defend the truth, whatever the cost. I told you, I will vote for the one I think is best. You won't change my mind. The color drains from her cheeks, the cool mask slipping away. There's no hiding the desperation in her eyes now. Desperation I've seen reflected back at me more than once, when I stared into a mirror, wondering how I could get myself out of whatever mess I'd fallen into. Please, Miss Lockwood. Tenley. How you feel about Mr. Flynn is how I feel about General O'Ryan. Oh, now she calls him Mr. Flynn. He means everything to me, she continues. When my family died, he was there for me. Let me be there for him, and he will save us from Myriad. He will. You just give him a chance. The darker part of me, my Myriadian side, laughs. Such a fool. She's handed us the key to her destruction. Us? No. Oh, no. He didn't save us before. What makes you think he'll succeed with a second chance? She opens her mouth, snaps it closed. I'm not done. If you know the love I have for Killian and took him away from me anyway, if you are using him to blackmail me, you are worse than I realized. Even still, I focus on my Troikan side, where compassion holds my heart in a vice grip. She's hurting. There's no need to kick her while she's down. And really, Luciana isn't the first person to ask me to vote for O'Ryan. Levi did too, right before his second death. I know two facts about him. One, he was a war hero who led his troops into battle with vigor and cunning. And two, his return would be good for Troika. But so would Levi's, and Meredith's, and Archer's. But I care about Myriadians, too. I want what's best for everyone. You love O'Ryan the way I love Killian, I say. Even though the General is married to another woman? She flinches, as if I landed another punch. I didn't say I was proud of my feelings. Only that I have them. And I'm not asking you to pick him simply because I miss him. I'm truly concerned for our home, Miss Lockwood. Mere days ago, Myriad almost destroyed us. One second we were happily working as usual. The next, we were fighting for our lives. If Myriadians aren't stopped, they'll come at us again and again. Our children will be hurt. Or worse, just think about all I have said. She taps her wrist. A light shines from her forearm, a keyboard that is an extension of her calm. As she types, she says, "Your choice could ensure our victory, or our defeat. If we lose, everyone you love will perish." So I'm the chosen one after all? Or perhaps you mean O'Ryan is the chosen one, all on his own? She scowls, then having no response, she transports away. Zero. I'm not done with her, or Seamus. But first things first. As I rush through the next gate, no animals follow me. A flicker of disappointment burns my chest, but I quickly tamp it down. I make my way to the House of Secrets, where the Eye is located. The portal will allow me to see anyone in the Land of the Harvest, or Troika. I exit the gate onto a circular sidewalk, about the size of a football field. Along the outer edge of the sidewalk looms one skyscraper after another, as well as two piles of debris, courtesy of the bombings. In the center is an island, connected to the sidewalk through multiple bridges, and in the center of the island is the Eye, a massive oval of glistening mist surrounded by a cluster of jagged, unpolished diamonds. Throngs of people meander in every direction, some coming, some going. Four-legged animals, everything from dogs to donkeys, trail a few of those people. The smart ones who accepted Aaron's gift. Something I've noticed. Whatever our second king does, he has a good reason, and that reason is always beneficial to us, his people. Take the exchange, for instance. On the surface, it seems cruel. If we do something wrong, either inadvertently or on purpose, we are forced to trade places with the one we harmed. Just for a moment, we experience the past through the other person's eyes. We feel their pain, learn their thoughts. Honestly, a whipping would be easier to endure. Physical wounds heal. The ones on our hearts scar and last forever.
Excuse us?
The voice pulls me out of my head. A massive wolf with snow-white fur looms just in front of me. Eyes the color of emerald stare at me, expectant. His teeth are long, sharp, and as white as his fur. The better to eat you with, my dear. I reel. Hi. I've never had a conversation with a wolf before. Is he my...
My human would like to speak with you, he says.
Oh. I look behind him and spot a guy who is vibrating with eagerness, sadness, and hope all at once. He's covered in soot, his clothing torn. He's clearly been working to clean up the mess.
Please, he says. My wife died this year.
He speaks Swahili, a language I've never learned. Even still, the grid translates every word in an instant.
I know you haven't met her, and that most of the realm wants one of the generals to return. But please, please, consider my Fahari. She was the kindest, sweetest, most loving woman ever born.
Someone else I've never met pushes him out of the way, vying for my attention.
You must vote for...
The wolf turns and growls at the newcomer. Newcomer's eyes widen as his mouth snaps closed. Then, tone as calm as can be, wolf says,
Allow my human to finish his conversation. Then you may speak.
Guardian animals are amazing. Unfortunately, the ferocity of the growl draws everyone else's attention. Suddenly, those others issue pleas of their own. Well, word is certainly spread. Tenley Lockwood is the one who will decide who comes back to life, courtesy of the resurrection. A stray thought arises. Am I Tenley Flynn now?
I'm sorry, I announce.
I doubt anyone hears me.
I'm in a hurry.
I push through the masses. Once I'm standing before the eye, I search the portal for any hint of darkness inside Troika. With no luck. Zero. I whisper Killian's name. Still nothing. Footstomp. Maybe I'm supposed to do more than look and speak? But what? Ugh. I can't ask anyone for help. If a Troikan discovers a Myriadian currently lurks in our midst, mass panic could ensue. Okay. So. Coming here was a fool's mistake. Noted. But where can I go? My apartment was destroyed in the most recent attack, and anywhere else, I'll be inundated with citizens just like these, desperate to influence my vote. I'm tempted to open the door to the rest, and ask Archer, Meredith, and Levi for advice. But the shadows... Luciana's warning rings in my head. What if the shadows now taking up prime real estate inside my head somehow use the bond I share with my friends to sneak into their sections of the grid? Can't risk it. Not until I erect some sort of block. Once again, I fight my way through the crowd. A little more difficult this time around. No matter. I manage to slip through a stairwell, then a gate, and finally end up in a scorched, abandoned manna field. No workers nearby. Raindrops join the flower petals, gently falling from the veil. Before my eyes, little green buds break through the soil. I lie upon the earth, the rain a light pitter-patter against my skin, mixing with a warm cascade of... tears? Ugh, I'm married, but I've never felt more alone. I'm... welcoming pity. A shudder rocks me. I will not feel sorry for myself. If I do, I'll weaken. Pity will only drain my hope and leave me empty. Now is the time to rise and shine and fight for what's right. I have too much to do to sulk. First up, Killian's liberation. End goal, freedom from war. Loyalty, passion, liberty. Strength,
Clarity. Light. Yes. I close my eyes and open a door in the grid, unleashing a flood of light. As shadows hiss and run, I do my best to erect a mental block before concentrating on my bond to Killian. Suddenly, I'm 6 years old. I'm perched on my knees, my stomach empty and twisted with hunger, my skin caked in dirt. I ran away from the learning center weeks, months ago. No one wants me. Fine. I can make it on my own, and I'll prove it. Or so I thought. I gasp, realizing I'm in Killian's head, reliving one of his memories. Two men stand behind him, ensuring he's locked in place as a well-dressed man paces directly in front of him. Back and forth, back and forth. One of those men is holding a wafer of ambrosia and yelling at Killian, furious that he tried to steal food from him. Him, an exalted general. Finally, the general stops and glares at Killian with cruelty and calculation in his dark eyes.
"You want this, boy?"
He shakes the ambrosia in Killian's direction, making sure he smells the sweetness. His mouth waters, and his gums ache.
"Beg me for it."
Killian shakes his head no, refusing to beg. Even now, pride rules him. Motions exaggerated for effect. The general takes a bite of the wafer. Little crumbs fall to the floor, and Killian whimpers. When he reaches out, the man on his left stomps on his hand. A cry of pain from Killian. And me. Hot tears continue to pour down my cheeks. The memory plays on. The general reaching for the whip hanging on the wall. Killian stays put, still staring at the crumbs. With a nod from the general, the guards rip away Killian's shirt.
"Soon," he says, unfurling the whip, "I'll take you back to the learning center, where you belong. Until then, you're going to beg me, as ordered. That, I promise you."
The scene goes dark, and even as I sob, I question why I'm not allowed to witness what happened next. No doubt the answer is simple. It would have broken me. I had to beg for scraps as a child, simply to survive. I'd rather die than beg for anything. So badly I want to wrap my arms around him, around the boy he used to be and the man he became. I want to protect him from the past, present, and future. I want to know why he's forgotten me. But I'm learning more about him. Something Luciana said nags at me. Love is not a feeling, but a choice. In that, I agree with her. But I wonder, what if Killian lost his memories because he must choose to be with me without having feelings for me? Will he? More determined to find him by the second, I brace and pursue our bond. A new memory takes shape. Killian stands in front of a mirror, naked, gloriously, exquisitely naked. He's only 17 years old, yet muscle sculpts him. His skin is bronzed, mostly free of tattoos but littered with scars. Why didn't those scars heal? He should have regenerated. A girl crouches behind him. She has short, dark hair, pale skin, elfin features, and a slender build. She's wearing a black tank top and a pair of barely there panties. And it's clear the two have just had sex. Envy pricks me. Envy and anger with a dash of hurt. This boy is my husband, and this girl is seeing him at his most vulnerable. Seeing him in ways I haven't. Not yet, anyway. Her memories of him belong to me. At least I recognize her. Erica used to flank Killian, chronicling his exploits. Then she helped him help me, and Myriad locked her in the kennel. Another item for my to-do list. Find her and set her free. I turn my attention to the small but luxurious room. The bed is covered by a plush black comforter, while a fuzzy white blanket drapes the foot. A matching circular rug surrounds the bed. Softness when you lie down. Softness when you stand up. The walls are painted black, except for the mirrored one. Several frames hang throughout. Empty frames.
once they contained holographic images of Killian and Archer. But Killian deleted them after Archer defected, then saved the frames as a reminder. You can count only on yourself. The dresser is hand-carved in the shape of a dragon, wings extending from the sides to act as bookshelves.
Let me get this straight,
Erica says as she tattoos his calf.
You want a map of Myriad to cover your entire body.
Just because? Isn't that taking realm loyalty a little too far?
There is no such thing as too far, baby. Besides, the tattoos will cover my scars,
Killian replies, accentless. Doesn't feel comfortable enough to be his true self with Erica? And baby? Gross. I have a direct line to his thoughts, but he isn't thinking about the accent. Only about using the map to keep track of all the things he plans to hide inside the realm. How Erica will never know. No one will know. No matter how hard or often they study the images inked into his skin. Can't read a map without a key. His mind is the key. He'll hide weapons, money used in Myriad, Troika, and even the Land of the Harvest, and extra supplies of Ambrosia, just to name a few. That way, if ever he loses his home or earns a punishment that strips him of his possessions, he won't have to start over. Not again. My heart clenches in my chest, seeming to bump against broken ribs. The other tattoos he's asked Erica to add. He's lost so much, and wants to honor what he loves and misses with the whole of his being. His mother, his friendship with Archer. The car he'd kept in the Land of the Harvest because he'd never gotten to drive in first life, until some punk kids had stolen it from him. Ashley, the foster sister who died. Even Madame Pearl Bennett, Ashley's mother. Pearl adopted him, offering him a family, only to return him mere days after Ashley's death. What he mourned most of all, however, was his chance to become a general. When he failed to develop the proper gifts, he received a demotion and the Second King's disappointment.
Scars are sexy, Erica says, and unique. So few of us have them.
Most children are protected, their vulnerability carefully shielded. I hear bitterness in his tone, and realize he received his scars the day the general caught him stealing Ambrosia. The whip. Acid fills the pit of my stomach. I've always speculated about Killian's scars and tattoos. While I'm grateful I now have answers, I would have preferred to learn the truth from present-day Killian, to know he trusted me with his secrets and pain. But even if his memories were intact, why should he trust me? When I sided with Archer, choosing to live in Troika, I abandoned Killian, just like everyone else. At least that's how he must have felt. Yes, he pushed me to let my heart lead the way, knowing I would never be happy in Myriad. But it cost him more than I ever realized. Maybe he forgot me because he wanted to forget. Sadness overwhelms me. Between one blink and the next, my link to Killian's past is disrupted, and the scorched mana field whisks back into focus. The rain has stopped falling, the sun shining brightly. I remained in the memory all night long. Zero. The vote. I jackknifed to a sitting position, my thoughts whirling. Once I had a choice to make, Troika or Killian, I chose the realm over the boy. Today, with the vote, the same choice is set before me. I'd already decided to put Killian first. Now my determination solidifies. Today, I pick the boy. There is nothing more important than a life. A single life is priceless. I will help Killian. I will save him from those who think to harm him. I will build a new life with him. And for him, a better life. Two realms united. One people. Starting with us. First King, help anyone who gets in my way.
Myriad. From K_F_5/23.53.6. 2z_c_4/23.43.2. Subject. Here are the facts, short and sweet. 1. I've bonded with Tenley Lockwood. Yes, I'm that good. 2. I'm a prisoner inside Troika. Yes, I said Troika. A. I successfully traveled through the Vale of Wings. B. If you want more soldiers inside the realm, bonding is the way. 3. I had ambrosia hidden in a secret compartment in my boot as I was trained. A. I drank it, of course, so I'm now out of ambrosia. B. No one has realized my calm is currently working. 4. I'll be returning to Myriad soon, with cargo. Be ready, this particular package bites, hard. 5. I don't have a fifth point, but felt like using an entire hand. We must stay true to our feelings, right? If you have any instructions for me, now is the time to send them. Let's win this war. Might equals right. M.L. Killian Flynn. Myriad. From z_c_4/23.43.2 to h_s_3/51.3.6. Subject, Killian Flynn. My dear General Schmidt, first I must admit it is an honor to fall under your leadership. Though you are only 14, you have been with us since birth, and I have watched you grow into the General of Generals. Second, Killian Flynn contacted me only moments ago. He says he's bonded with Miss Tenley Lockwood, that he's in Troika, and that he will soon return to our midst with the girl at his side. He protected the girl yesterday, yet he's willing to harm her today. Something is off. How would you like me to proceed? Might equals right. Sir Ji Chin.
Myriad. From h_s_3/51.3.6 to z_c_4/23.43.2. Subject, check it. Dude, Killian Flynn is the man. He nailed the babe no one else could score, yo. Okay, so I just had a meet and greet with our queens, and they legit almost crapped themselves. In fact, I've never seen them so excited. To celebrate Killian's victory, they are throwing a party tonight, and you and yours are invited. BYOB. Bring your own babes. The queens will supply the beer. Oh, and they say the K-Man is hereby pardoned from all his crimes. Our second king showed up for the last part of the meeting, and he says K doesn't even remember those crimes, that he's now on our side totally and completely. Side note, if you aren't ready to die from envy, something's wrong with you. I'm still high on Ambrosine's power. The intensity, man. My knees literally buckled. I dropped and couldn't move until he walked away. But the best part of it all, one of his shadows ghosted inside me and freaking stayed put. I carry a part of our king. Chicks have been throwing themselves at me ever since. Anyway, alert me the moment the happy couple crosses into Myriad, you dig? K-Man will need a healer to purge him of light. Will use his link to Troika to destroy the realm. His wifey poo will probably die, so that's another plus. Stick a fork in this war. It's over. Might equals right, General Hans Schmidt.
Myriad. From z_c_4/23.43.2 to v_p_5/20.16.18. Subject, new developments. I've spoken with Killian Flynn as well as General Schmidt, who spoke with our queens, and even our second king. Mr. Flynn has been pardoned for all his crimes, and he will soon be returning to our midst with the infamous Miss Lockwood in tow. By some miracle, he was able to convince her to bond with him. Victory will be ours. Now, were you able to deliver Miss Aubuchon to General Schmidt as requested, and how is Miss Lockwood's father doing? Update me. Might equals right, Sir Ji Chen. Myriad. from v_p_5/20.16.18 to z_c_4/23.43.2. Subject, get your facts straight. He's not my second king, he's my father. As for Sloane Aubuchon, yes, I delivered her to Hans. You know him by the name General Schmidt. I know him on a more personal level. By the way, his plan for her is spectacular. Just wait. You'll be happy to know Leonard Lockwood hates his daughter with every fiber of his being. He blames her for his early first death, and he's eager to settle the score. He'll help us any way he can. Here's the thing, though. I want to be the one to end her. Might equals right. M.L. Victor Prince. Myriad. From z_c_4/23.43.2 to v_p_5/20.16.18. Subject, be patient. Once Mr. Flynn has served his purpose, Miss Lockwood, Mrs. Flynn now, will have served hers. I'm sure your father will be amenable to giving the pair to you as a gift. They can die right along with Troika. Might equals right, Sir Ji Chen.
Chapter 5. Wise counsel is an invaluable treasure. Troika. 10. Electric impulses race through my calm, jolting me. One second I'm in the scorched mana field, the next I'm in a private room at the Baths of Restoration, standing in the middle of a pool. The change of scenery is startling, and I struggle to catch my breath as I orient myself. 4 stone walls surround me. Above, there's no ceiling, allowing me to peer up at the beautiful crimson sky. So peaceful it taunts me. It freaking worked! Clay Anders steps into view. He's flanked by 3 others. Reed Hainsworth, Ronan Ahrens, and Clementine Vickers. Happiness overtakes me. My friends are here. I met Clay in the Prin Asylum. He's the kind of friend others dream of having. Rock solid, loyal, and 100% dependable. Reed, I rescued from many ends. Ronan and Clementine experienced first death on the same day as me, so we went through Troikan initiation together. We haven't always gotten along, but we've been through hell and back. Bonds formed. Trust was forged. Everyone but me is wearing a ceremonial robe, white with green trim, equals laborer in training. While Clay is my age, both Reed and Ronan are a year older. All 3 boys are tall with black hair, but that is where their similarities end. Clay is lean and tanned with wavy locks that frame a classically handsome face and navy blue eyes. Reed is wider, more striking, with lighter skin, hair that is straight as a board and brown eyes with a beautiful uptilt. Ronan is dark from head to toe and packed with muscle, with midnight eyes filled with the smoldering heat of a desert sun. Clementine is the youngest, her pale skin covered in adorable freckles. She has pink hair, big hazel eyes, and charming features. To me, she looks like a living doll. Normally, my friend Kayla Brooks would be here too, but she's currently recovering from a bullet to the face. My hand's fist. The shooter? Victor Prince. He convinced her to betray Troika, told her they would bring about the end of the war, and when that happened, they could be together. A lie. All a lie. Victor hadn't wanted the war to end. He'd wanted Troika laid to waste. He is responsible for the most recent attack. When he failed to win me over to his cause, he tried to assassinate me. Truth is, even if Kayla were recovered, I doubt she'd be here. Her actions hurt innocent people. A lot of innocent people. Yes, she realized her mistake, and she's been forgiven by the majority. But no one trusts her, including me. I love her dearly, but even I have limits. The muscles in my shoulders bunch into hard knots. I'm the worst kind of person in the world right now. I'm a freaking hypocrite.
Again and again I've sided with Killian. How easily my situation could have been like Kayla's. If ever Killian had used me. But he hadn't. He won't. There's a big difference between our boyfriends. Victor sees no value in life other than his own. And Killian does. Or he used to. I don't know the man he's become. I need my old Killian back. Killian 1.0. There's no beating the original. With my friends at my side, I can do anything. Even bring Killian 2.0 into the light. The knots unwind and my tension fades. How am I here? I ask. Better yet, why am I here? And where are your guardian animals? Dang it, where's mine? Gimme.
One question at a time, Ronan says. We heard you return from a secret meeting, and the first thing you did was visit the Eye. We needed to speak with you, so we had Clem retrace your steps. And I'm still waiting to meet my guardian.
Me too, the others say in unison.
Tell us about the secret meeting, Clay says.
What to admit and what to hold back. I'll tell you, but can we backtrack a minute? Did you say Clementine worked the Eye? Only leaders train at the Eye. Last I heard, Clementine was a laborer.
Grinning, she fluffs her hair.
Didn't you hear? Lots of people got a promotion, and I'm one of them. Thanks to the grid, skills were downloaded straight into my brain.
While you were gone, announcements were made.
Reed sits at the edge of the pool and draws one knee up to his chest. The bombings killed so many. Massive restructuring had to be done. Clementine, Rebel, Winifred, Hoshi, and Sawyer are to become leaders.
What about you? What about Nico and Fatima?
They are the other newbies who experienced first death on the same day as me. Fatima is the youngest at 6 years old. Reed rubs two fingers over his jaw.
I turned down a leader position, and Fatima's training has been delayed. She's not coping well with all the disasters. As for Nico, I don't know. No one's heard from him since the bombings.
Zero. What if he's trapped underneath the rubble?
I got the promotion, too. Only information wasn't downloaded into my grid.
Ronan levels a hard gaze on me.
Probably, because you're the one who promoted me.
Frowning, unsure I heard him correctly, I thump my chest.
Me?
Nod.
What did you do to me?
Nothing? I honestly have no idea what he's talking about.
Wrong.
He points a finger at me. After the bombs were set off inside the realm, you touched me. Lightning arced between us. Ever since, I've been burning up with fever. Though I'm not sick, I'm stronger. And I know, I was hot already. Now, I'm scorching. He winked. As suspicions danced through my mind, I chew on my bottom lip.
Is it possible?
Has the grid expanded inside your mind?
His eyes widen. Yes. New doors keep popping up.
I chew harder. Somehow I must have turned him into a conduit, the way Myriadian generals can turn humans into abrogates.
Except, he's not as radiant as before, and conduits glow.
Or maybe the problem with that is, well, me?
Maybe I can't see light the way I once did, my mind too clouded by shadows.
I have an idea, but I'm not sure I'm right. Let me do a little digging before I...
Tell me, he demands.
Okay. How can I deny him? I'd want to know too. I think you may or may not, maybe, probably, hopefully, be a conduit.
Before he has a chance to respond, I rush to add,
I don't know how, and I don't know why. Like I said, I don't even know if I'm right.
At first he has no reaction. Then excitement pulses from him,
and the corners of his mouth quirk up.
I've always known I was special. This proves it. All right, enough of that.
Clay gives Ronan a little shove before jumping into the water.
Cool droplets splash my face. He closes the distance and gives me a hug.
Do you know what's odd? He asks.
You mean there's more? I sigh.
Tell me, I demand. Just like Ronan.
See? I have to know.
Every other number, Clay says.
I snort, taking comfort in the familiar. Whenever we're together, he tells me a number joke. Now he tweaks my nose.
Don't take this the wrong way, but you kind of look like the Grim Reaper without a cape.
Seriously?
There's a right way to take that?
Ronan rakes his gaze over me and shrugs.
He's wrong. You don't look like the Grim Reaper. You look like his evil twin.
Great. I absolutely refuse to lie to my friends, or anyone. I'm not weak.
Just say it. That secret meeting I attended, it was with Killian. We bonded.
To my amazement, no one is surprised.
Ronan slaps Reed on the shoulder. Knew it! Pay up!
Grumbling under his breath, Reed digs into the pocket of his robe and hands over a small vial of mana.
Flavored with whiskey, Ronan says while wiggling his brows. A rare mansky.
I do a little glaring.
You guys bet on my relationship?
We experience the ripple of absolute darkness through the grid.
He shrugs, all, what else were we supposed to do? I figured you had something to do with it. And if you're involved in something, the Myriadian is involved.
Well, he isn't wrong.
So, you're married?
Clementine asks, and claps.
I am.
Happily. Almost.
Maybe. Hopefully.
Grinning, she jumps up and down.
Have you guys had sex yet?
My cheeks heat, and I nearly choke on my tongue.
Hey, you aren't supposed to ask a girl that kind of question. You're far too young.
Ronan flattens his hands over her ears.
Well, he asks me, have you? And does anything bad happen because of the bond?
Besides you looking like Death's evil twin, I mean?
We're told to stay away from Myriadians, so...
Have you?
Has it?
I roll my eyes and say, I plead the fifth on both counts.
You also suck.
His hands fall away from Clem.
We haven't had sex, no. But I kind of feel like I acquired an STD anyway.
Shadows too dark.
How can I get rid of them permanently?
Two of our generals hid Killian inside Troika. I dunk into the crystal clear water, ripples brushing against me, cleansing me from the inside out. Even my breath is freshened. What the water doesn't do? What its name promises. My strength is not restored. I think I'm more tired than before. My limbs are shaky, and my stomach is a mess. What if I fight the generals and lose? My frustration mounts.
They're blackmailing me, trying to control my vote for the resurrection.
That means finding Killian is priority one. Freeing him is priority two.
Let me guess, Reed says. You're supposed to vote for Levi?
Nope, I shake my head. Orion.
Clay thinks, frowns.
Why? Levi is the one we need, no doubt about it.
Everyone else nods, and I get it. I do. Levi trained us. He's smart, kind, and determined. But I'm not sold. Does no one see the merits to having Meredith or Archer return to our midst? Meredith is a leader and open to peace between realms. Archer is a laborer with the heart of a lion. He's willing to die for his loved ones. And has.
How much am I willing to sacrifice for my realm?
For peace.
How far am I willing to go for Killian?
For love.
If we are truly to be one body, the chosen, the members of our body matter more than ever.
We have an hour until the vote, Clementine begins. I can return to the Eye and...
A vibration rides across the grid, arresting me, arresting all of us. In unison, we go still.
The second king has issued a summons, Ronan says, decoding the message that accompanies the vibration. Due to murmurs of discontent, the resurrection ceremony has been moved up. We're to head to the Garden of Exchange now.
Zero, what about Killian?
Deep breath in, out. Right now, he's safe. So I'll go to the Garden of Exchange. I'll cast my vote. As long as the generals need me, he's going to be fine. Afterward, I'll find him. Perhaps with the help of the person who is resurrected. In a blink, my to-do list changes. Decide who will come back from the dead. Find and save Killian. No pressure. As Ronan helps me out of the water, Clay taps his wrist and a bright light appears directly over it. He types. A towel appears in one hand and a purple robe in the other. Purple equals royalty. I gulp. Definite pressure. Urgh! When there is pressure, do not panic. Sow and reap. Life is a garden. Plant a seed and grow a blessing. Or a curse. The harvest depends on your seed. For like gives life to like. If I want love, I must sow love. If I want to help my goals, I must help my realm. Which of the slain will help my realm if resurrected? Clay tosses me the towel. After I dry off, I hand the towel to Clementine, and she uses it to shield me as I change into the purple robe. Then I braid my wet hair. Drink up. You're a conduit. Special. And we need you well. I'm sure you could use a boost. She places a vial of mana in one of my hands and heads for the exit. I follow her and everyone else follows me. I'm not special, I mutter, and drain the vial.
You saved us during the invasion, Clay says. Trust me, you're special.
The mana is sweet on my tongue, but for the first time it burns going down. Sharp pains shoot through me, but thankfully they fade in a hurry. Do I now need a mix of mana and ambrosia? I'll figure it out. Later. Ahead is a gate, an archway that looks to be made entirely of diamonds. Our group enters two at a time, the diamonds vanishing as fireworks explode around us. We remain on our feet, even continue walking while we're shot to a new location. There, we enter a stairwell. Then we enter two more gates before reaching our destination. The Garden of Exchange. Thank the First King. This city is untouched by the bomb blasts. It's hanging wisteria, honeysuckle and ivy vines as lush as ever. Fruit trees are in full bloom. Branches heavy with peaches, oranges, apples and every other kind of treat you can name. Wild strawberries and blackberries intermix with a maze of colorful flowers, sweetly scenting the air. While leading to the heart of the city, where millions of citizens have already congregated, everyone decked out in some kind of robe. There are children, teenagers and adults, though no one looks older than 35. That's to be expected. When a spirit reaches the age of perfection, the outward appearance freeze frames, no matter how old a physical body becomes, or used to be. Different animals are present as well. Dogs, cats, deer, wolves, a handful of zebras, horses, birds fly overhead. Despite the number of living beings amassed here, not a single conversation is taking place. Not a roar, growl, or purr can be heard. Silence reigns, and it's eerie. As we approach, the crowd parts down the center for the one who will be rendering the only vote. My heart thuds against my ribs. We motor forward. Sweat dotting my palms. I catch sight of Nico and breathe a sigh of relief, until his eyes narrow and fill with hate. Hate? I stumble. Does he know I married Killian? Someone steps in front of him, blocking him from view before I can speak with him. My gaze lands on my great-grandmother Hazel, and my mind trips along after it. Such a precious woman. Beside her is my great-grandfather Stephen. If I fail to vote for Meredith, their daughter, they'll be hurt. I swallow the lump growing in my throat. Next I see Millicent, my little brother's nanny, and Jeremy. My heart squeezes. As he wiggles and giggles,
I pause to caress his soft cheekbone.
Ten!
His voice drifts along the grid, filling my mind. This isn't the first time he's spoken to me this way, but I'm still startled.
Hey, baby bro. I love you so much. Love too.
Get him out of here, I whisper to Millicent. Keep him safe. If there's a riot after I render my vote, I don't want an infant caught in the chaos. Her jaw drops and she blinks rapidly. Then she nods and works her way through the crowd, heading in the opposite direction. Keep moving. Get this done. A royal palace is ahead, with walls made of diamond, sapphire, and ruby, emerald, topaz, and beryl, onyx, and jasper. Every gem is flawless, breathtaking. Before the palace is a bridge. Before the bridge is a dais. Tremors flood me. On the dais stands the second king, the majestic Aeron. Prince of Doves is wearing a spectacular violet robe with gold seams and a hem that glitters as if it's been soaked in lifeblood. He's tall and leanly muscular, with dark skin and eyes bluer than a morning sky, brighter than a sapphire and lovelier than a blue jay. Despite the majesty of those eyes, his face is plain, a fact that always astounds me. He should be a showstopper. Who am I kidding? He is a showstopper. Appearance means nothing. Heart, everything. Love and power radiate from him. So much power. Too much for one person to bear. Well, an ordinary person. Aeron is far from ordinary. Light shines from his pores, radiant and pure, warming me. In the back of my mind, the shadows shudder with fear. I grin. Behind the second king stands each of our 13 generals. They represent a mix of nationalities and hail from all over the land of the harvest. Today they are dressed in turquoise robes with metal links sewn into the shoulders to denote their exalted station. My grin fades. Do the other generals know that Luciana and Seamus are holding Killian hostage? The shadows seize upon the rage that sparks inside me and dip their toes in the waters of my mind. Ripples flow along the grid. Threatening to invade other doors? Careful. In an effort to control the emotions, I breathe deeply and turn my focus to the others. The handsome Alejandro gives me a nod of greeting. I've always liked him, and I hope beyond hope that I have an ally in him, no matter what. Jane and Spike give me a nod of greeting as well, while the others implore me with their gazes. I can almost hear the chant inside their heads. Choose Orion, please. Tremors shake me. With my head high, I ascend the steps, the pitter-patter of my feet almost as loud as a scream. I walk onto the dais, stop a few feet from Aeron, and kneel, at the same time crossing my arms over my chest to form an X. As I raise my arms, they uncross to form a V, a show of my fealty. Just like that, the rest of the world vanishes. I'm alone with Aeron, surrounded by light and fluffy white clouds. Rise, he tells me, his voice like music and thunder and rain all at once. I obey, my mind whirling. Where are we? Why are we here? Whoa, bring it down a notch. This is my king. Be respectful or be quiet.
Consider this today's briefing.
Great. Wonderful. Hesitant, I say. You know about my bond with Killian.
I do.
He offers no protests. You support us? I suspected, but confirmation will...
I do. He repeats. Love never fails.
Confirmation will thrill me. I stand taller. Some would argue I don't know real love.
Some are deceived.
He says no more and I don't press my luck.
Would you like to know why I gave you the sole vote in this resurrection? He asks.
Yes. The word leaves me so quickly it's almost a hiss.
After the bombing, I realized a startling truth. You, Tenley Lockwood, are not a conduit. agape at him, certain I misheard. I'm not?
You are the first of your kind. A conduit and an architect.
A what now? I've never heard the term in association to a position here.
You possess the amazing ability to make conduits.
Part of me wants to argue with him. The other part of me accepts the knowledge without reservation. Look at Ronan. I suspected this. And really, in Troika, nothing is impossible.
How? I ask. And wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Being one of only two conduits capable of cleansing Penumbra had come with tremendous responsibility and pressure.
Without pressure, there would be no diamonds.
Now there is another, and there will be more. The ferocity of Aaron's gaze intensifies, nearly drilling me to my knees.
Do you know what apocalypse means?
I nod, even as my stomach churns.
The destruction of the world.
That is one meaning, yes, but the other? A revealing. The end of the war nears, and with it, change comes.
He motions to the horse branded on my wrist.
Change rides his, or her, war horse. You are the first of many. There will be others, on both sides.
My mouth goes dry. Killian bears a horse on his wrist, as well. Is he on our side, or Myriad's?
How do I make conduits?
I've touched others.
Killian, Clay, Luciana even. Only Ronan has made the transition.
When you find a candidate who is ready, he says, your light will know, and do the work for you.
That makes sense. But I'll have to ponder the pros and cons later. I'm not sure how long I'll have Aaron's undivided attention.
I still don't understand why you gave me the vote.
Don't you? He offers me an indulgent smile.
I value life. All life. Like you, I crave peace.
Nice to know I'm on the same page with someone like Aaron. He is a good king and a great man. I can't... No. I won't let him down. And not just him, but everyone. Even those who do not fully comprehend. My baby brother has to live in the world we create. I can fight to give him something better, or let him wade through whatever crap storm we allow to rage.
What if people are disappointed with my choice?
Or infuriated, I ask.
Will you stand with me?
The look he gives me can be described only as indulgent.
I'm always with you, even during the most trying times, especially during the most trying times. Just because you can't see me doesn't mean I'm not there. Just because things go badly one day doesn't mean I'm not working to make them better the next.
That's fair.
You've read the Book of the Law, he says. My mission statement has never changed, never will. Trust that we are working together for the good of all. While I am the head, you, the people, are my body. Trust that I want what is best for everyone, no matter their allegiance. I believe my actions have proven this, again and again, even if some of my people have strayed.
The clouds vanish as quickly as they appeared, the rest of the world coming back into view. We're back on the dais, the crowd overflowing the Garden of Exchange.
Have you decided who will rejoin our fight?
Aaron's voice booms for one and all. Here it is, the moment of truth. What am I going to do? Is the right choice for Troika the right choice for Killian? What about the right choice for facilitating the end of the war? Half of the crowd begins to chant,
Orion! Orion! Orion!
The other half chants, Levi! 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 Well, the masses want a general, no doubt about it. But I cannot forget. These people are stuck in negative flow. A rushing river pulls us one way, and too many are content to be swept along. I'm fighting my way upstream, even though I'm tired, unsure and plagued by darkness. I can't stop. The second I do, The very second, I'll drift down the river alongside everyone else, and I'll suffer the same end. Gotta get them in a different body of water. My gaze meets Hazel's, then Stephen's. This time they silently plead with me. Vote for Meredith, the woman who gave her life to save